Fiance Friday, if you are about to walk down the aisle and you're beginning to get cold feet, or maybe your partner is making you nervous and start to have doubts, well, you can always reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram. And what we do is we actually have Jackson call your fiance and offer them a special massage, a couple's massage that ends with a sensual room, some sexy time at the end. And we just try to see who they want to bring with them into this room. Full disclosure, after last week, I debated on doing Fiance Friday anymore.
Did you? Were you questioning the whole thing?
I really was.
I was too.
Yeah.
Mostly just because our goal isn't to ruin anybody's life.
It's to help.
It's to help people because people have these issues and they have insecurities before their wedding. And most of the time, so far, it's been nothing, right?
Well, let's see how it goes with Jared. Hey, Jared.
What's up, guys?
How are you? How's it going today?
It's okay. I guess we'll see how it's going after the call.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous.
Well, walk us through it. Jackson and Justin didn't read the email you sent me.
All right. So I have a fiance. Her name is Mandy. And we've been together for about 5 years. And I proposed to her back at Christmas time when our families were in town. Kind of made a big deal of it. Everything's been fine. Like, it was great. You know, I proposed to her. I love her. She said yes. Like, it was nothing bad was happening. It's more of her, like, recent behavior that's been kind of, freaking me out, I guess, which is why I'm calling you guys. The most, like, obvious one, I guess you could say, is that we have kind of different schedules. So we do a date night every Thursday. So every Thursday we try to, you know, make time for each other and at least have dinner together. If not something else, like in the very least, you know, we'll make sure to have dinner.
I love that.
You know, we've been doing this like for a while now, like before we got engaged and everything. This is just like a thing that we've been doing. And then in the past, like couple weeks, maybe even over a month, she just has kind of like canceled or just been like, hey, I can't do it. And she never really has like a good excuse. It's never been like, you know, I mean, I kind of know what her work schedule is like. So like, you know, it's always kind of a half-assed, like, oh, like, yeah, this thing came up kind of thing. And so now I'm getting a little nervous that, you know, she's like, I don't know, either blowing me off because she's seeing someone, or maybe she's just getting cold feet and she's just like not trying to be around me as much. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I'm just a little nervous. So that's why I figured I'd call you guys.
We're thinking maybe it's not just maybe she's seeing someone, but you're thinking maybe she's blowing off your most important day of the week together because subconsciously she's not looking forward to this wedding is kind of what you're feeling internally.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's like she's getting cold feet or something and she doesn't want to have to like deal with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like have to be around me as much. So I don't know. I'm just a little worried.
Has she ever missed, in the 5 years you guys were together, has she ever missed a Thursday dinner?
Like, not memorably enough. Like, if it was, you know, it was like once, and then we're back to just having dinner like normal. But this has been like a consistent, like, you know, over the past like month and a half, I think, like, out of the 6 or 7 weeks, she's missed like 5, you know? It's been pretty consistent, yeah.
Yeah, so I get it. So it's been a consistent thing.
Yeah, so if you want, we can do it. We can get Mandy's number from you, and we can call her up next and offer her that sweet sensual massage.
Yeah, you know, I want to do that.
The Mix Morning Fix. Weekdays 5 to 10. Look out. Mix 105.1.
Fiance Friday. Today we're trying to help out Jared, who's been engaged to Mandy since Christmas. In fact, he proposed on Christmas Eve. How sweet is that?
So cute.
And it even gets better than that. Like, the whole family's in town on both sides, and he goes and proposes in front of them to Mandy, and she said yes, and it's been an exciting 5 months, or so we would think. In fact, every Thursday, Jared and Mandy have dinner together, but the last few Thursday dinners, she's been missing. And it sounds like, Jared, she hasn't even been making up good excuses when she's, like, canceling on something that you guys have been doing for over 5 years now.
I don't know what's up. It's just really weird. She's acting really strange, and I'm just a little suspicious and nervous and just want to kind of maybe get to the bottom of it.
Okay, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to call up Mandy right now. We're going to have Jackson act like he runs a spa here in town, and we're going to offer Mandy a special couples massage. And with the couples massage comes a sensual serenity room at the end. And we're going to just see who Mandy wants to bring with her to this spa. Hopefully she says your name and we can kind of move forward from there. And if not, maybe it's because of other issues going on, but we'll find out together, okay?
All right.
I do need your permission to have Mandy on the radio, though.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, I get their permission in the end, but I'm okay with it.
Jackson, are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mandy?
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, Mandy. This is Jackson calling from the Triple J Massage Parlor. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you for asking. I'll keep this brief. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but we're a new massage parlor in town, and we're having a really hard time breaking into this market. We just need to get some clients through the doors, but we're not sure how to do that. So what we've decided to do is just start giving some of our product away so that maybe you'll go tell a couple of your friends. Would you be interested in a free massage?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, awesome. So what I'm offering up today is our couples massage package. Basically, you and a romantic partner would go into our couples massage room. We've got two massage therapists. They are excellent at what they do. They have essential oils going. You'd lay side by side with your partner, just get to spend some really nice quality time with them. And then once you're done in there, we offer you an hour in our serenity room. You know, things get hectic and crazy, and sometimes it's hard to make time for your partner. So that's just an hour. We don't allow phones in there. There's chocolate-covered strawberries, some champagne, where you and your partner could just enjoy an hour with each other without any distractions or stressfulness. Is that something you might be interested in?
Wow, that sounds really sweet. Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Awesome. I'm so excited. Okay, normally this is a $500 package. Like I said, just tell a couple of friends about it so that we can start getting the word out there. I have your name. That's Mandy, right? I got that right?
Yes.
Okay. I just need the name of your romantic partner to get your appointment book.
My fiancé,
I'm sorry, did you say Jared?
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey, Jared!
Yes. Oh, hi. Mandy, hi. This is John and Justin. You were talking to Jackson, Mix 105.1.
Yeah, hi.
Hey!
Hi.
The bad news is we do not work for the Triple J Massage Parlor. The good news is you're live on the radio right now.
Okay.
Is that good news?
In fact, your fiancé, Jared, is listening in as well. Hey, Jared.
Hey.
Yeah. Jared, you want to tell Mandy why we were calling her?
Well, now that she said my name, I'm, I guess, more embarrassed. But I don't know. I just, like, you know how we do our Thursday dinners every week?
Yeah.
I mean, you've been kind of blowing them off for a minute now, and I got a little nervous that maybe you're seeing someone else, or, you know, you might say someone else's name. This kind of opportunity came your way, so that's why I called these guys to help out. And maybe, I don't know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, like, doubt you, but I mean, I still don't know why exactly you've been blowing off the dates.
It was supposed to be a surprise for our wedding, but I've actually been taking guitar lessons. So I could play our
guitar
song at our rehearsal dinner.
Oh,
really?
That's so cute.
That is awesome.
That was just the only day I could schedule it, and I couldn't think of a good enough excuse, but I totally get it. That was really random, and I felt awful missing our Thursday dinners, but I figured it would pay off.
You're a sweet fiancé, terrible liar.
Yeah.
Awful liar.
Wow, that is really cool. Jared, so are you guys, like, are you really into music, or do you have, like, a special song? Is that kind of why?
I mean,
yeah, we do.
So, like, I'm just kind of banging the drums by myself usually, but that's cool. I'm glad. Okay. I'm sorry that I
Surprise! Yeah.
Jared, you better take her out for a real couples massage.
And you know what? We want to see a video of you, Mandy, playing the guitar at the wedding. Will you send it to us afterwards?
Oh, I can totally do that. It'll be a blast. Lots of mistakes, but
that's totally fine. Hey, congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.